Welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. The war in Afghanistan continues, and for every casualty, there are approximately 9 wounded. 40% of these soldiers never return to active duty due to the severity of their wounds. To make their holidays a little brighter and a little cheerier, Operation Christmas Care has been an MTSU tradition since December 2006. The woman behind it is Leanne Newton, and she is going to talk with us about this very important public service as soon as we hear these words from MTSUnews.com.
Here are a few of the stories now on MTSUnews.com, the university's news and information website. President Sidney A. McPhee is one of 5 recipients of the Catalyst Award, an honor from the Regents Online Campus Collaborative for his efforts to make post-secondary education more accessible. Each winner's institution also receives a monetary award that can be applied to educational technology, course development, or professional development. History professor Jan Leone has compiled a series of 2009 Honors College lectures by her colleagues into a book, Middle Tennessee State University, A Centennial Legacy. Leone, who is Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, added 3 new essays to the 9 honors lectures to make up the book's 12 chapters. And finally, Aaron Hsu and his wife Natalie departed for Afghanistan the day before Thanksgiving as part of his work for SALT International, a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting social and economic development through agribusiness. Hsu, an MTSU alumnus, will serve as the financial manager and assistant director of a soy mill during his 3 months overseas. For MTSU News anytime, go to MTSUnews.com.
Leanne Newton is currently serving as the executive aide to Dr. Tom Cheatham, who is the dean of the College of Basic and Applied Sciences, and she is the originator of Operation Christmas Care. Thanks for being with us, Leanne.
Thanks for having me.
Being concerned with matters military is nothing whatsoever new to you.
No, it isn't, Jenna. I am the spouse of a 26-year veteran. My husband, we've been a military family. My father served in World War II, and I serve veterans past, present, and future, and that's really my passion.
Where did the idea for Operation Christmas Care come?
A good friend of mine, back in my hometown of Liberty, Indiana, her son lost both of his legs to an IED explosion, and two of his comrades in that explosion did not make it back. And so that was in 2006. And as I followed the blog of Josh's very long and very arduous recovery, 13 surgeries, 18 months in the hospital, I wanted to do something. And at that point in time, Walter Reed was not taking Christmas cards because of the anthrax scare, if you remember that.
Yes.
So I began working with Brooks Army Medical Center at Fort Sam Houston, Texas, where a lot of the amputees and burn victims go for their long recoveries.
It's hard to imagine that a little thing like a greeting card from somebody that a wounded warrior doesn't know from Adam's house cat could actually help to cheer him up and brighten up his day. But you know firsthand that it has a positive impact, don't you?
It absolutely does. And the one quote that has stayed with me from 2006, the other comrade who was with Josh, who also lost a leg, was coming back from a surgery, and he was coming out of the surgery, and it's very hard to manage the pain as they have to come out of these lengthy surgeries. And so he was, his mom was there, and he was just squinting with tears rolling down his face, trying not to cry. And he said, "Just keep reading the cards, Mom. Just keep reading the cards."
If that's not an impetus for you to join in this effort, then I don't know what possibly could be. You distribute boxes to various locations around campus and now at a few locations out in the community at large for people to drop their Christmas cards into for collection by you and the volunteers mm-hmm. helping with you. And this, of course, includes Hanukkah cards and Kwanzaa cards, any
holiday cards,
any messages of good holiday cheer.
Right. Encouraging messages and being thankful to these wounded warriors. Those are the two things they cling to, that they know, you know, as they're suffering through another day of physical therapy, that somebody does remember and somebody does appreciate what they've done and what they've sacrificed.
Do you know the largest number of cards you've collected in any given season?
Last year, we sent 16,000 cards last year and over 800 pounds of gifts and gift items.
And how long is the collecting period?
Only about 2.5 weeks. The last mailing is going to go out on the 12th of December, and that is so once we hit holiday rush, it's very difficult to get those packages there in time. So I've already sent some boxes out. I had some early birds this year. But people really don't get into that mindset until after Thanksgiving. So, yeah, it's really a very busy couple of weeks, and then we get them sorted and packaged and sent away.
Do you get large cards, giant cards, as well as regular-sized cards?
Do
you get the kind of cards that have recorded songs or recorded messages in the middle?
I have not had any of those,
really?
Actually. I have not had those, but I have had cards of all sizes. I think a gentleman over in the mini-mart here on campus gave me about 24. Oh, they're big. I would say they're probably 24 by 12 cards. And so, yeah, those will go in a big box.
Wouldn't that be a guess? You know, because you can go to the drugstore these days now and get these cards in which you can press a button on the card and record whatever message you want to send. And it will be there when the person opens up the card and listens to it.
That's a wonderful idea.
So that would be extraordinarily cheerful to me if I were in the hospital. I mean, even if it's just, you know, you and a bunch of your drunken buddies singing How Dry I Am.
Right. Well, I think that that's especially a good idea because we do have a lot of soldiers who have lost their eyesight in some of these bombings or who, because of surgeries or whatever, they're not able to actually read the cards. They have to be read to them. So that would be a wonderful thing for those particular soldiers.
Have you ever gotten any in Braille?
I did. I got one last year from a little girl out of one of the elementary schools here in Rutherford County.
Do you ever get any in different languages?
I did. Last year I had, they did write it in English, but we have international students here. And I had some from Saudi Arabia and some from China. There was one from Egypt. And some of them even expressed where they were from and that they were, you know, thankful to our soldiers also.
Sometimes these days, greeting cards can use a type of humor that verges on the stand-up comic on HBO type of message. Are there any parameters? Are there any bars that you request people do not cross?
Well, number one, I do remind everyone these are military members, and so some of that humor they're going to find very funny. Mm-hmm. And the things that I ask people not to put in their cards, I ask them not to be preachy, not to share their political views, and in no way say anything negative to these wounded warriors.
As long as you keep it upbeat.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We do have soldiers who are Muslim, who are Christian, who are Jewish, who are agnostic. So I don't have any parameters there, but I do like to express, you know, don't. It's not a time to try and convert them.
Right. And, no proselytizing.
Right. It's just we want to send them encouragement and hope.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about Operation Christmas Care on MTSU on the Record.
The MTSU Educational Talent Search, or METS, reaches out to students in grades 6 through 12 in Coffee, Grundy, and Warren counties. We provide youngsters who have college potential with educational and financial aid counseling and guide them as they determine their educational and career goals. More than 95% of Educational Talent Search students graduate from high school and more than 79% enroll in post-secondary education. This is METS Coordinator Debbie Frisbee.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
We're talking about Operation Christmas Care on MTSU on the Record. Our guest is Leanne Newton, who founded this worthwhile endeavor. The last big batch of the cards collected by Leanne is going to be mailed on Monday, December the 12th. That's Monday, December the 12th. So there is still time for you to put your cards into the hopper. And you have boxes at various locations around campus. You want to rattle those off first before we get to the city locations?
Sure. And there are do seem to be some going up daily. As of there will be two in the KUC, one upstairs and one downstairs. There is one currently in the front of Jones Hall in the front doors of Fairview. The Engineering Tech has one in room 143. Accounting Services has one. James Union Building. Ingram, I believe, has one on each floor. The Center for Popular Music. The Undergraduate Admissions. Chemistry in the Davis Science Building, room 239. The Ag Building in room 116. Graduate Studies in the MTSU Police Department. And then off-site of campus, there is a drop box at the Lineball Library in downtown Murfreesboro. Most Rutherford County and city schools are participating. Beeman Dodge has a box. And we will be participating with a float in the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade on Sunday, December 11th. And we will be collecting cards from onlookers on that day. So you can always bring your cards to the parade, and we will be happy to take those as we go down the route.
And those of you who don't have the Christmas spirit and see one of these boxes and think, oh, goody, I don't have to shop at Walgreens now. I can just grab some Christmas cards. Well, they're going to be signed with specific messages for the men and women of our armed forces, so don't be a schmuck. Contribute, please. Don't take. It won't do you any good. Who do you have to go around and pick up the boxes and collect them? And where do they go? What is your, one-stop shopping repository of all the cards?
Okay, well, there are two places. I am currently in Jones Hall 159. You can also drop them off at the Fairview Building in room 102. The MTSU Police Department, they go around to all the schools and gather those up for me. And myself and a couple of volunteers and family members go around to the other places and gather up cards. I drove to Nashville, Brentwood last year, Franklin, people that wanted to contribute.
So you don't just have cards around town or around campus and then pick them up. You'll go to wherever the cards are if they can't get the cards to you.
Absolutely. I will come and get them, and they can also... I've had people this year. I have a website, which is UncleSamsHeroes.com, and I now have people from 9 states sending me cards this year, which is a first. So it's just wonderful.
Where do you keep up to 16,000 cards? That's a heck of a lot of cards. Where's the storage space?
In my home. It gets a little crowded, but that's okay. I don't mind, and we go through them. We do sort just to make sure that the messages, we don't want not a single card that's inappropriate to get to a soldier.
Right.
So we do take that upon ourselves, and we go through every single card. We do ask that you don't put them in envelopes. Many of the wounded cannot open the envelopes. So we send them without envelopes.
Now, that's an important thing to remember, because most people's instinct would be to put it in an envelope and seal it up.
Mm-hmm. And then we have to unseal it and remove it. So that cuts down on my time a good bit. If you just don't put it in the envelopes, that would be most appreciated.
Yes. Are these people in hospitals or rehab centers? Are they overseas, or are they all stateside now? Where are the soldiers that you send the cards to?
Well, currently, due to the size of the project, 16,000 sounds like a lot of cards. But when you have, up to 4,000 to 5,000 soldiers at a hospital, that only gives them about 3 cards. So I've been sending all of my cards and all of my gifts at this point in time to Brooks Army Medical Center at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. These are, again, amputees and burn victims. They're going to be there a very, very long time. And then I leave it to the discretion of the director as to whether any of those go out to rehab. But the majority are going to inpatient. When they're in, go to Ramstein in Germany, they are pretty much stabilized and then brought back.
Wouldn't it be amazing if this project grew to the point where you could send cards to soldiers who are in hospital in Wiesbaden, in Germany, where a lot of wounded soldiers are flown back to that air base there, and to other military medical installations in other far-flung parts of the globe?
There's always some amazing cards just in messages every year. And so I make copies of those before I send the originals on. And my goal is to get these bound into booklets so that every soldier coming into every hospital worldwide will get one. I've been working on that goal for 2 years. And so I hope to write a grant this year and be able to get that project underway.
Now, you have to mail these things, and
yes.
You have something called pennies for postage, where people can put donations
yes.
into a jar. Talk a little bit about that.
Last year was the first year I did for pennies for postage, because we were doubling in size each year. I work here at MTSU. I'm not faculty. I'm staff. Mm-hmm. And my husband is a disabled retired veteran. So, it helped a great deal, those pennies. And it was the first time I had asked for any public support, monetary support. So those pennies, just they really do help cover a lot of the postage.
How much does it cost to mail?
The postage bill last year was almost $800. They go in boxes and they get sent UPS.
And the rate has gone up this year, folks.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Give from the heart, folks, for the postage, because
it does help.
The post office, they're nice folks, and they're under siege right now, but they don't do this for free. We'll take one more brief break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other items that Leanne collects as part of Operation Christmas Care here on MTSU on the Record.
The Middle Tennessee State University Women's Studies Research Series features compelling monthly talks on gender-related topics by faculty and graduate students. The series offers a chance to learn about research in progress and to chat with faculty in an informal setting. All lectures are free and open to the public and are held on the MTSU campus. This is Associate Professor of Journalism, Dr. Jane Marcellus.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
Operation Christmas Care is the subject of MTSU on the Record with MTSU employee Leanne Newton, who founded this project. You are working on, I understand, official tax-exempt nonprofit organization status in order to assure people of your bona fides, right?
That is correct. And it has been a homegrown project, but as it grows, the cost grows. And so I need to be able to write grants to try and support some of the projects, like, you know, getting them some of the cards bound and put into booklets so that they all can get one of those. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that is a process that I'll be starting in January, paperwork to start a 501c3. And the project has just taken over.
The very logistics of looking at each and every card to make sure the message is not inappropriate, taking it out of the envelope if somebody put it in an envelope, and then putting them all together and shipping them off, that's a major undertaking in and of itself.
It is. And last year there were four of us that did all 16,000 cards. And we just spent about 20 hours nonstop.
In one day?
In one day.
That's a lot of paper cuts.
And I had one of them ask me and said, how do you do this every year? And my reply is always, how can I not?
We've got a list of items that you also collect in addition to the cards. And these are sort of, well, you might call them Christmas gifts or Hanukkah gifts if you want to. But really, they're kind of comfort food for the body.
Right.
It's something to make them feel something to kind of help ease the burdens of being in a wheelchair all the time or in a hospital bed all the time. in a semi-impaired state. So why don't you just tell us what sorts of items you're looking for the public to contribute?
Okay, and these items are recommended by the hospital. That is where this list comes from.
No drugs, by the way. We're not talking about pharmaceuticals.
No pharmaceuticals. Athletic shoes, men's sizes 9 through 13. The soft, cushy pillows, these are the ones that have the little soft peas in them. Those are used to relieve pressure points in the bed. Large duffel bags and backpacks. A lot of the soldiers will come into the hospital with absolutely nothing. Their clothes are cut off of them on the battlefield, and they are wrapped up in blankets. They're triaged, and they're sent. So they arrive with nothing, and therefore they have nothing to put anything in that they do get. Small electronic games helps pass the time. Portable CD players, CDs, any style of music. Battery-powered electric shavers, skid-bottom slipper socks. I got quite a few of these last year, and it was wonderful.
Those tile floors can be slick.
They can be very
hospital.
Slick. Last thing we need them to do is to fall down.
Yeah.
Fleece blankets, the little round, you know, they're rolled up on the store shelves. They're $3 or $4. Winter jackets, not so much where these are going. Drawstring pajamas, men and women's. We do have women wounded soldiers also. Board shorts, these need to be the baggy type, shorts to the knees. Boxers, hooded sweatshirts, long-sleeved T-shirts. Also, something that's not on here but requested are like the puzzle books, the Sudoku books, those type
crossword
of things.
Crossword puzzles.
Any kind of little hand game puzzles. So,
now, when did you branch out into these additional items? Have you been doing that portion of Operation Christmas Care since 2006, or is this a relatively new development?
About 2008. Mm-hmm. In 2006, I started with one box in my son's school.
Basically, every item on this list is relatively inexpensive.
It is. If you have DVDs or CDs that are in good shape, and even if they're gently used, those are also wonderful. Again, I have had donations of a lot of gospel type music, and while those are well received, these are mostly young men, and so young men and women, and they like the latest tunes and the latest movies, just like we do.
Hip-hop, heavy metal, mm-hmm. country, whatever you have.
I did have one lady who was wheelchair-bound, and she crocheted, I think there were almost 100 miniature stockings, and then we stuffed them with candy. And some of the schools will make handmade Christmas ornaments. Most of the children, they make handmade cards, and they're just amazing. And on the website, under the More tab, there's an Operation Christmas Care link, and I have a slideshow of cards and soldiers, things that came in last year.
We'll have one more brief break, and we'll be right back with more about Operation Christmas Care on MTSU on the Record.
Women in Science and Engineering, or WISE, helps college women prepare for and become involved in science-related careers. WISE nurtures women's interest in these fascinating and critical fields and provides mentoring and networking opportunities. The group's main goal is to assure women of their importance in all scientific and technical fields and to promote equal opportunity and treatment of women in science. I'm Dr. Judith Iriarte-Gross, WISE advisor.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
Our guest is Leanne Newton, who is the founder of Operation Christmas Care and an MTSU employee. What would you say to the person who wants to contribute a card but can't jumpstart the process, is sitting there with writer's block and is thinking, I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. And what if I phrase it improperly, then I've ruined the card and I have to start all over again. Do you have any advice for people who are stuck in neutral when it comes to wanting to help?
This is a common question. So I tell people they can start their card with Dear Hero, Dear Patriot, Dear Soldier, thank you for your sacrifice. We wish you quick healing. It's really just like you're writing a get-well card to someone you know very closely. And then, you know, these are obviously all soldiers wounded in battle, but I think that's the message, is a comforting message and an appreciative message. So usually when you get going, dear hero or dear patriot, it'll come.
Thank you for your service never hurts.
Oh, no. Thank you for your service is wonderful. Again, I think back to some of the cards. I've had people that just pour their hearts out about their freedoms and how appreciative they are of those freedoms, and that they know that it's because of soldiers like the one they're writing to that they have those. And it's just amazing.
Is it okay for people who write in the cards to talk about the experiences they've had with service members in their own family?
Absolutely. I think anything that a soldier can relate to, every soldier relates to every other soldier. It is a big family. It's a family that is difficult to leave when you retire because it is its own entity. And no matter if you meet a veteran and he served 40 years ago, you feel like they belong to your family. That time that these soldiers spend together is frozen in their minds. It's vibrant, it's significant, it's special. Clear up until their dying day. It's just amazing. I don't know what it is about the service and that time they spend with their comrades, but it's and I know there are veterans listening that they're sitting there nodding. They know what I'm talking about.
And the fact that you don't know the name or the particular circumstances of the particular veteran who is going to be getting your particular card really doesn't matter, does
it? Not at all. Not at all. Just write to them like they're your son or your daughter, and they've been wounded, and they're needing a lift up because their days are so long and so arduous and full of pain. You know, so many of the amputees and the burn victims where these are going, I mean, they have countless surgeries, sometimes 24 surgeries. And then every time they have a surgery, then they have to go through rehab. Mm-hmm. So it's just a very long, hard process.
If you are not a person of faith and don't observe Christmas or Hanukkah, is it okay to just buy a thank you card, a common garden
Absolutely.
Variety thank you card that has nothing whatsoever to do with the holidays, and put that in there?
There are no bad cards. A thank you card, a thinking of you card, any type of card. And that's the other thing. We're in such a generation of emails, you know, these days, but you can't very well hang an email on the wall.
Once again, if you want to contribute to Operation Christmas Care, what is the website again?
It's UncleSamsHeroes.com.
And there are various locations around the MTSU campus and in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where you can contribute cards, Hanukkah cards, Christmas cards, Kwanzaa cards, thank you cards, any message that you want to convey. And UncleSamsHeroes.com will also have a list of those locations, as well as a list of the items you're attempting to get if you didn't catch them before when you heard them on the program.
That's right. And I also have, there's a physical address listed on the front page of the website. You can also send cards and packages to that address, and we'll be sure they get on down to the hospital.
Leanne Newton, MTSU employee and founder of Operation Christmas Care. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
MTSU On the Record, a news and information program about Middle Tennessee State University, is produced by the university's Marketing and Communications Office, which is solely responsible for its content. Read more about MTSU at our website, mtsunews.com. Podcasts of this program are available at mtsunews.com and on iTunes.